This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
And joining us this morning for Round the Boards, Paul Pope from Otago Peninsula Community Board. Paul, morena, nice to have you with us.
Excuse me, morena, Jeff. It's a pretty chilly old start to the day.
Yeah, it's starting to feel a little more like a winter, isn't it? And we've got some cooler weather coming our way, but all part of the fun. Now, I know that we've touched on the support that community boards can offer through some of the scholarships that they have available. And in this case, Otago Peninsula Community Board has been able to help out a young rower.
Yeah, Alexander Hattrell from the Tomahawk community was one of 12 applicants. We had 12 applicants this year for the $1,000 scholarship. It's one of those things, you'd like to give them all money, quite frankly, because all of them are actually worthy applicants. And we had to cut the 12 down to 4, and we had interviews with the final 4 last week. And again, they were all outstanding candidates, but in the end, Alexander just crossed the line. He's away to Michigan with the New Zealand Under-19 Rowing Development Group, representing the nation to go and do rowing over there. Bayfield pupil actually writes a music review column for the Bay Leaf newspaper as well, which is kind of interesting. Look, he was an outstanding candidate amongst 4 excellent candidates across the whole way. So we look forward to seeing how he goes in Michigan and what happens for him in the future. I know he'll be a great ambassador for Tomahawk and for the Otago Peninsula and probably for the city as a whole.
Yeah, no doubt. And that $1,000 going some way to help him along. He thinks he needs about $10,000 to get there. The cost of the training and travelling to the US.
Yeah, it's not a cheap option, but it's just such a great opportunity for him. He came. Some of his coaches wrote some amazing letters about his work ethic. And I mean, he's up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go rowing on the Otago Harbour. Can you imagine like that? This morning, I'm still shivering in my bed at that time. but it shows the degree of dedication. And I think, you know, young people these days, I sound like a really old man saying this, but young people these days get a bit of a raw deal, I think, sometimes. And I think we concentrate on some of the negative aspects of young behaviour, but actually there's an awful lot of young people out there, and certainly when I see the kind of applications we have, there's an awful lot of young people that are doing some amazing things out in their communities, at school, just in different sports, different organisations that they belong to. And the difference and the variance in what they actually do is really quite outstanding, and it kind of makes you wish that you had that youthful energy and enthusiasm back again, because, as I say, it's really quite inspiring just to see what people actually do. And like I say, I think young people, they get a bit of a raw deal. We concentrate on the negative, but there are so many of them, and I'd say a majority of them do some fantastic things out there and really enjoy life and are going to make hopefully great contributions to our city and to our community in the future.
Yeah, and indeed someone like Alexander Hattrell already planning to be giving something back to the community. He's planning on coaching at the Otago Rowing Club next season. So, yeah, lovely to be able to support him in that way. So that's good news from the Otago Peninsula Community Board.
It is.
All right. You wanted to touch on the work of the Tomahawk Community Response Group.
Oh, yes. So this has been a relatively new initiative. So one of the things with civil defence and civil defence planning and emergencies is community response groups basically provide responses during events. Tomahawk's a slightly different community in as much as it's kind of at the far southern end of our community, and it's probably more closer to the city than to the central hub of, say, Portobello, Broadbay, Mac Bay in terms of civil defence and emergency. And they have some quite unique issues, especially around flooding and lagoon management there as well. So it's been a kind of a long-term project to look at a community response group. That's not a group that necessarily just takes control of civil defence emergencies, but what it actually does is actually provides a point of contact for people in the community around emergencies, and also taking on some of the responsibilities of, you know, the welfare management and all that sort of stuff from that point of view. And we've had a couple of really good meetings. I went to a meeting last week, which I think there was probably close to nearly 30 people from the community there, wanting to look at what's going on from that perspective and looking at the hazards. And I have to say a credit to the DCC and regional council staff who were there that talked quite a lot about how to manage sort of into emergencies. So they've now established themselves as a group. And so what that will do is give a point of contact for the people in the community for civil defence. We still, as a board, still, we don't remove ourselves from our responsibilities, but it just gives us some, I guess, a little bit of comfort to know that there is a group there that we can make contact with as these things develop. Because in the past, as I say, it's been kind of difficult. And I think sometimes Tomahawk feels a little bit forgotten. Again, they have some quite unique issues around, especially around flooding in the lagoon and the closeness of the sea in terms of civil defence. So, yeah, really happy to see that happen.
All right, so good to see some work going on around planning and support for some of those larger emergencies. But on a wider scale, there are those in the community who are working on other aspects of what one might deem to be an emergency, and that is world food supply and our resilience as communities in that regard. And there is a group around that too, Paul.
Well, food supply is always an important issue for me, especially in the evenings. But there's a group at the moment on the Otago Peninsula that are working towards around food resilience, and this has been quite an interesting group. They've got together, they're starting to look at how to network food production, sharing food, how to manage people growing their own food, that sort of thing. And in times at the moment where, let's be honest, the cost of living is hurting us all, but also there are other aspects to that as well in terms of the future, I suppose, around things such as climate change and emergency management, those sorts of things. So really happy to see this thing kick off. I must admit I have kind of delegated this one to one of our board members to keep an eye on, because it's more of their area of expertise perhaps than mine. But it is an important part of, as I say, the future for both the peninsula, but also for the city. I mean, how we manage food supply, and you look at things such as when we had COVID and the interruption to deliveries and food, you realise just how vulnerable we can be in those situations. So this group is coming out of Broad Bay at the moment, and there's been a kind of in the last couple of years, I noticed on the Otago Peninsula, there's been quite a number of initiatives around community gardens, food supply, and now food resilience that's coming through. And I think that's a really important thing for the community in the longer term. And hopefully, as I say, we can support them as we come into the new financial year, and when we get our new allocation of our money, perhaps there's something we can do for them as well.
That group probably likely, Paul, I imagine, to be working alongside our food network. We spoke with Robin Zink on the program last week. There's an upcoming hui, actually. It's on the 5th of July in the Dunningham Suite at the City Library here between 1 o'clock and 3:30. And that's where they're going to officially launch the Community Kai Map, which is a site which gives your indications of where sustainable food sources are, where they're being distributed, some of them for free, others producers who are making food locally. So they're going to celebrate that too, no doubt talk more about some of the work around food resilience that is going on around Dortipoti Dunedin. So everyone's welcome to that, by the way.
I think there's some – oops, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think there's some really positives that come out of it. And I think notwithstanding the issues around food and resilience, but I think also about community connection. There's an awful lot of people out there that have talent around gardening and food production, preserving, all those sorts of things. And perhaps there's also a recognition that those old skills that perhaps our mothers and grandmothers had, perhaps are coming back into the community, because we, as I say, we sort of face some quite significant challenges around that, especially around cost and costs of living, but also around the future, around supply and other things like that. So perhaps, as I say, there's opportunities for that to come as well.
All right, Paul, always great to catch up with you and find out what's happening in the Otago Peninsula Community Board's world. And, well, we're going to sign off today. You've put in a special request for a song. Tell us about your choice.
So my choice today is Breathe from Jean-Paul Sartre Experience, New Zealand band. And it was really about, with the cold air and everything today, I thought that was an appropriate choice given we're going into winter, and I'll think of something for next time.
Good on you. Thanks, Paul. Always good to catch up.
Cheers. Bye.
That was Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM, Dunedin's awesome morning show. For more information about Dunedin's 6 community boards and contact details, visit the Dunedin City Council website, dunedin.govt.nz, or phone 477 4000.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.